This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to this Joy 94.9 podcast. Radiothon is now on, and we need your support. This is our one time a year that we ask you to support Joy so we can continue being a voice for the LGBTI community of Melbourne and beyond. By becoming a member, renewing your membership, or donating to Joy, you will keep out loud and proud LGBTI voices on air and on podcast. And around 50 volunteers work hard around the clock to make them available. We hope you enjoy this podcast. Then we hope you head to joy.org.au to find out how you can support us this radiothon. We still need Joy. Your voice, your radio station.
Ed Sheeran and ABBA. The war was on.
The wall is on.
The war.
Oh, I thought you were going Trumpy there for a minute. The wall is on.
Nobody builds a wall around ABBA.
No.
Or Ed Sheeran.
No.
But as you know, ABBA has held the record in Australia of the longest running song at number one since about, what, 1970-something?
77.
There you go. No, 1976.
Okay. Well, it probably ran into 77
possibly,
by the time it finished in the charts.
Because they spent 14 weeks, I believe it was, at number one. With...
Yeah. Fernando.
There you go.
Yeah. You know that... Because in those days, Countdown was on the ABC and their job was... And Countdown's success came very much from the advent of music video clips. And ABBA were one of the first groups in the world to really utilise the idea of music
of
video
a clip, because
clips.
They didn't want to tour.
Correct. And the big thing was that Countdown went back on their whole ethos because people got so sick of the last song of the show every week being Fernando, then they stopped playing it.
How dare you, Molly? But yes, there have been a lot of people have tried to break that record for a very long time. I think it was actually Justice Crew, the last ones that challenged sort of in the thing. But recently, like in last week or something, apparently Ed Sheeran has beaten them with his track Shape of You.
Yes, he has.
But...
So he got interrupted, though, for 1 week. Harry Styles, yeah, whipped.
No, he spent 15 weeks at number one.
But there was one, he's been in the chart for 16
weeks.
Oh,
yes, yes.
1 week he was out of number one because Harry Styles' weird song got
yes,
in there
but,
for a week.
But there is controversy over his taking the record and people are questioning whether he should even be given that record.
Right.
Because of the difference in how things are calculated. Now, as you know, ABBA...
streaming.
Yes.
Streaming.
ABBA was entirely on sales. They sold... Every album, every song was, was sold to somebody.
Yes.
Whereas a lot of Ed's streams are not paid for. They're by people who are listening to the free services.
Yes.
And they're now saying, oh, I'm not sure that the free ones should count as much as the paid ones.
Oh, now we have to have more algorithms and calculations. You know, they've just announced that streaming stats are now going to count towards album charts as well.
Yes.
And they're doing clever little algorithms
to work out,
to
when
work
you've
out
played
whether,
an album.
Whether you've actually played most of the songs on the album or not.
And even though, let's be honest, even if you buy an album, you rarely play all the songs.
Yeah.
So there's the controversy. Personally, I'm going to say ABBA keeps the record. Just because I don't want Ed Sheeran to have it. And as you know, I am not.
You're such a curmudgeon. He's just the new. He's 2017's
don't say,
ABBA.
Don't you say he's the new ABBA. Don't you dare. Now, as you know, former One Directioner, Liam Payne, and his girlfriend, Cheryl Cole, or whatever her surname actually is these days, otherwise just generally known as Cheryl.
Yes.
She used to be in. Which one was she in?
Girls Aloud.
There you go. She's the one that
you
did
didn't know
the best.
Where Cheryl Cole was?
I just for a second it just went blank.
Oh my god!
But I think she's gone back to Cheryl Cole, hasn't she?
She's got a whole lot of names.
Yeah, yeah.
Because it was Rodriguez or something.
Yeah, she's like Patty in The Simpsons, or is it Selma? Oh, I always get them mixed up.
Okay.
Well, those two have had a baby.
Oh, have they?
Yeah, yeah. They've had a baby.
Were they planning that?
Well, I don't know if they planned it, but it happened.
Oh.
And they're still together.
So she is Cheryl Ann Fernandez-Vercini.
So she's still got that?
Knee Tweedy.
Yeah, well, that was her original name.
She started out as Cheryl Tweedy when she first started.
And then she went to Cheryl Cole, but then she was going to get rid of Cole because that had bad memories. And she was also getting rid of the Fernandez blah, blah, blah one. So she's probably going to go back to Tweedy.
Oh. Well,
but officially, she's
why was she getting rid of the Fernandez Vicini?
She divorced him.
Oh, and that's why she's with Harry Styles.
Yeah, no, Liam.
Oh, Liam. Liam, the other One Direction.
Yes.
Right.
So Liam Payne and Cheryl.
Yeah.
Just Cheryl. I've got to. They had a baby. Now, but the interesting thing was what they called the baby. And I don't know about this name. So I don't know. And I'm assuming its surname's going to be Payne, seeing as Cheryl currently doesn't really have a surname.
Okay.
So.
Well, normally, not normally these days, you'd never know. But
No, you don't know. But
in a lot of cases, her, the father's name.
Yeah, her surname is in flux.
Whereas
as we would say.
Liam's is pretty.
Well, his is stuck. Hers is changing by the minute.
Sure.
So they may hyphenate or something later.
Right.
With whatever name she settles on. But at the moment, we're just going with. So the baby of Liam and Cheryl is going to be known as Bear Payne. The name is, first name is Bear, the surname is Payne. So its name is Bear Payne. Now, is it just me or is that a bit awful? I don't like it. You know?
Can we send it back? A new name, please.
You know, it may well grow into the name
Bear.
And become a bear later in life.
Bear, B-E-A-R.
Yes. Yes, Bear Payne.
Middle name?
Unreported. They've just put the name Bear out there for us all.
Go with Bum.
Bear Bum Payne. So, personally, I think that's a terrible name.
Or It All.
Bear It All Payne. See, so many options.
Me Up.
Bear Me Up Payne.
The Load.
Remember, this is a baby, all right?
Bear the load.
Bear the load pain.
Yes.
See, it's not a good name.
No, it's not.
I think they should be sent back to the
drawing child
board.
Is going to get teased at school. And then, you know, that's after being the prodigy of Liam and Cheryl.
Although it did remind me, you know, yesterday being Star Wars Day.
Yeah.
You know, May the 4th.
Yeah.
Funnily enough, TMZ found a person. And his actual name, proper legit name as a 40-year-old doctor, because he's actually a doctor now.
Yeah.
His first name is Darth Vader. One word.
Oh, God.
Because apparently
his parents.
His father was a Star Wars tragic, and his mum hadn't seen the movie, so she didn't get the reference.
Mothers, never let the fathers name your firstborn. That's a lesson for you.
Anyway, we're back to it. I don't like the name. I would like Cheryl and Liam to go back to the drawing board. Let's be honest. They've got plenty of time on their hands.
Mm.
Who's the one directioner who hasn't released even a god-awful track?
Mm.
Liam. Tristan.
Yes.
There you go.
Good.
Good. Now, what do you got for us today?
Rocky's vet bill has been paid off.
Oh, excellent.
Which is good.
That's good news.
He's no longer a deadbeat.
Right. You're not a deadbeat.
Tristan, Rocky.
And the dog is well.
Yes.
Excellent. All right. Didn't you have something else? You met an old friend.
Yes, I met an old friend the other day at my local shopping centre.
Mm-hmm.
And
where did you know her from?
From primary school.
Oh, so that's an old friend.
Yes.
Yeah.
And so we just started chatting and... She knows, and I was quite surprised that she knows Joy 94.9.
See, I had to tell Tristan, a lot of people know this radio station.
They do.
Yeah.
What Don't surprised you that, about the fact that she knew?
Yeah, and I told her what days, volunteer, and hopefully that she will be listening from now on.
So what's her name?
Her name's Anita.
Hello, Anita. Hopefully you're listening. Tristan's on the radio right now. He's much better than you because he made it to media.
Hey. She popped out a few kids, apparently.
Oh, well, yeah, that's all right. Yeah.
And I was surprised when Tristan said this to me.
Yeah.
He said she had no idea he was gay. And I laughed and laughed.
She had no idea until I mentioned the word equal marriage.
Oh, well, you're being activists. In the conversation as well. Look at you go. Look at you go. Woohoo. That doesn't work on radio when you snap. Cam. Now, we had a message in.
Ian, the message came in 0427-JOY949. Feel free to use it at any time. From Ian and Taz, who just says, please give us a Rosie update.
Yeah, not, hey, how you going? Love the show.
No.
Music's cool.
No.
No. Thanks, board member.
And other.
Yeah. Yeah.
Poor Taz.
Other presenter on Joy. Thanks for the peer praise.
The other half of Saturday Magazine. Yeah. That doesn't get mentioned.
Yeah. Oh, but they want us to talk about Rosie,
yes.
So I guess
right.
We should.
I'm not sure that there's actually very much to say about Rosie at the moment. Everything's going well. Her drugs are working well.
Yes.
Her hair's grown back.
Her Addison's is well under control. We've got the drug levels at a much more reasonable level. She isn't suffering for the side effects, as Cam said. Her hair is growing back.
I know, you can't even tell she had those big bits taken out of her hair.
No, her knee is fully healed. She tears around the park like a two-month-old puppy.
Or the house, or the office.
Yes, yes.
She absolutely tore around there yesterday at work.
She knocks furniture over occasionally when she does this, which is the other thing. She's so healthy, she's at her heaviest weight. She's not overweight still.
No, no, she's still a small St. Bernard.
But she is very much at the top of her healthy weight. Now, she is a healthy 70 kilos,
yes.
Our Rosie.
Yes.
And so when she does decide to get excited and run into you, you're likely to go over.
And, of course, the weather has gotten cold.
Oh, yes.
So she is now sleeping on the bed with us again.
Yes, she pops up. She tends to put her bum onto one of us and her head on the other. And
yep,
I tell you, a St. Bernard's head is very heavy.
Yes.
It kills the circulation after a little while.
Well, I'm just generally half out of the bed anyway. That's why we've had to put a second doona on the bed, because she sort of has this amazing ability to suck the doona in underneath her. I don't know how she does it, but she ought.
So there's nothing at the edges.
She turns it into like a little nest, and we have nothing. It's great. But anyway, so yeah, she's really good. If you spot us out the park, come say hi. She'll bark at you, but don't worry about it.
I've had another question in from the from Ian and Taz.
Ian wants to know what you think about a Portuguese water dog. Hang on, is that the dog that Barack Obama and family had in the White House? I'm pretty sure that was what they had.
So they want a presidential dog.
Yes. Now, I will say about them. Beautiful dogs.
They sort of look like a poodle.
Yeah, but they're beautiful dogs. Can be a little bit nippy.
Oh, can they?
Yes. As Barack Obama found out, the dogs actually bit some people who came
some
through.
Of the guests. Some of the VIP guests. Yeah.
They had an incident.
Yeah, right. Yeah, that's another dog that Ian would have to move into another house.
So look, lovely dogs can be a bit nippy.
On the line now directly from Kiev.
Live via satellite.
Is, and Cam, do you want to say it?
Hello, hello, Kiev. It's Australia calling.
Hello, Australia. It's Kiev calling. How
Hooray!
Are you going?
Oh, we're well. Hello, Michael.
Hello, boys. It's a pleasure to talk to you. What's it now? What, 5:15 nearly?
10 past.
Wait, it's great to hear you on the airwaves.
I love the fact that for the last couple of
minutes, close enough.
I've been listening to what's happening around you, and it's been a lovely discussion about what was on the breakfast buffet menu this morning.
Oh, yes. Breakfast was delicious. I've got my sausages and eggs, and it's lovely. It's lovely. Why deal with breakfast when I can sleep in for a bit longer? Just come here instead. Much easier.
So the media room actually provides breakfast for you?
Well, when they say provide, it is. I do have to pay for it, but it costs like a dollar, so I'm not going to complain about it, really.
All right, that's pretty good. Is that just because of the exchange rate over to Ukraine?
I'm just going to put it out there. I have never been to a country where I can buy a drink when I'm out of a night time for $2. And goodness, it is delicious. I think it's even more delicious because it is so cheap.
Ah, so their pricing is kind of like the Thailand of Europe.
Oh, yes. Thank you to Eastern Europe for your low, low prices. Put some of our supermarkets to shame, I feel.
Yeah, take that, Coles.
Excellent.
Safeway.
Now, you arrived in Ukraine, in Kiev, what, a week ago now?
Yeah, pretty much bang on a week. And it has been, I've had a couple of days to myself to be somewhat touristy. I've seen somewhat the sights and the building they've been doing. I actually just walked past on my way here. I popped on Instagram that they've just erected some structures overnight. They just things just are appearing out of nowhere. I don't think there is such thing as a union here because the workers seem to work 24/7. They're still laying asphalt, they're still doing road markings, they still have still got tractors and bulldozers. It's ridiculous. It is going to be perfect come Saturday night for the grand final, but I'm not sure how it's going to be for this next week coming. It's all a bit strange.
All right, okay. So let's get to some of the Eurovision news up front. So there's been we've already seen one rehearsal yesterday, I understand.
Yeah, we've seen one rehearsal for all of the semi-finalists so far. We have we saw the first semi's second rehearsal yesterday, and today we have most of the second semi. Plus, we'll finally get to see the Big Five and Ukraine tonight, and especially the Italian entry, which is still one of the huge favourites to win the competition. The odds haven't changed there in a while. But after the what we've seen so far, Belgium's gone down the list somewhat. Bulgaria's still up there. And I actually had a chat with Christian from Bulgaria yesterday. You'll hear that on our podcast come tomorrow morning. But a lot of the staging has been... There's been Uzunars, we've got glitter cannons, we've got boats. Boats have returned. There's lots of white. And lots of people's faces on the LED screens behind them. So if you can't see them in real life on your screen, you will see a gigantic version of them behind them instead. It's one of the themes this year, it seems.
I would imagine that it's the prettier or the more handsome singers that have got their faces up there because, you know, it'll get you a couple of extra votes.
Well, Isaiah has got his face up there a number of times to tell a story. Israel's very attractive Imri, who has just as good as arms as Hovig does, is up there as well. And I must say, I've actually really... You look at the press centre, this is probably one of the gayest places you'll ever be in. You think joy is a rainbow of colours. The press centre will give it a run for its money because the number of thirsty men in this room right now is ridiculous.
Excellent. Now, we did spot the picture of you and Hovig yesterday. I also spotted on social media a picture of Hovig's bicep. Hovig obviously holds particular interest to you, Mike.
Close to his heart.
Close to something.
Hey, well, look, if I can get my hands on those muscles, who am I to say no? He's really actually quite nice. I would have had no problem with chatting with him for a lot longer, but, you know, we get herded in and out of this place, so sadly I couldn't. But for a moment there, and you'll hear in the podcast where I'm a little bit surprised because he actually stands up and he starts to lift his shirt, and I get all very excited, but sadly just reverts to showing me his bicep through his shirt. So I'm going to try to get him topless, just to make sure the same all over, and yeah. I have a jacuzzi invitation, so we'll try our best.
Now he's the Cyprian entry. It's actually a pretty strong song.
It is actually written by Thomas Gieson, a Swedish Eurovision writing royalty. Apparently, the song was written for him, so it wasn't one of those buy off the shelf numbers that some people do. But he does look, they have sort of stolen the staging from past performances. So you probably will hear that when you watch the show on SBS very early in the morning. But it's a fun song. It's a fun song.
All right. Now, you did mention the odds there as well. After the semi-final rehearsals, what are the bookies saying about Isaiah?
He's sort of slipped somewhat, although the reaction in the press centre after the rehearsal, the first rehearsal especially, was quite good. People are still putting him in the top 10, the grand final. People still say he'll get through to the grand final.
Right.
But people are sort of, I think he's saving himself. We know he can sing. There's no issue there. But I think he's been setting himself in the rehearsals and people have been judging him based on that as opposed to what he'll bring, just like Dami was last year, the same sort of thing from last year.
Now, Michael, I do have to ask you about our other entrant. So how's Australia 2 going with Anya?
Oh, Anya is delightful. I had a chat with her. You'll hear it's on Joy Podcast right now. She made a beeline for me when she arrived at the press centre. And apparently even one of her press people tried to organise a hookup with me through her. However, but we rewind the story. She's actually doing quite well. Her voice is solid. There's a bit of an issue with what she's wearing. People, apparently we won't be seeing the red dress that she wore in the Melody Grand Prix pre-grand final. She's wearing some other random number, but they like how it looks, so they're going to keep it. They've sent it to Copenhagen for some alterations. But no, she has a solid song.
She does.
Her voice is good. We're hoping, so far it's looking as though she will get through to the grand final. Thankfully, she's not in the same semi as we are, because that would have just been horrendous.
Right. Now, I did have to ask, because I think that the most amazing thing about Anya Nissen's song, which she's competing for Denmark, of course, is that it's not only an Australian performer, it's actually Australian written and Australian produced by M Squared Productions, which is Michael Delorenzis and Michael Painter. Are those two guys happen to be there to help her tweak the final production of the song?
I haven't seen them yet, although we don't often get to see the production songwriting people till later on in the deal. I could find out. Yeah. I probably should find out.
But it
we haven't seen any of the songwriters.
Well, if nothing else, Michael Painter's pretty good looker himself. So,
oh my God, you two, stop it! Stop it! He's got enough of them over there.
Thirsty. We're all thirsty. Yeah.
So look, I mean, I think it's amazing.
You should see the Ukrainian police.
Look, I think it's amazing.
Those uniforms, my goodness,
they fit very well.
They are so well. Perfectly. It's like they're painted on. It's great.
All right, Michael. I think I was just alluding to the fact that it's fantastic that we actually do have an Australian written, produced, performed song performing for Denmark, which, along with Isaiah's performance representing Australia, we have more interest than we've had pretty much ever in Eurovision for 2017. It's amazing that you're over there for Joy. Thank you for doing that. And we're going to be listening to your updates right throughout next week on Drive at around this time every night to take us right through the adventure, right up to the grand final that will be Sunday week here in Australia.
It's so soon.
It is. So thank you for that. Keep us up to date on everything that's happening.
Before you let him go, yep. Michael, Tristan just had a quick question for you.
Yes.
Hi, Michael. How are you?
Shoot.
Not that
I'm good, Tristan. How are you?
Good. Have you ever eaten chicken Kiev? In Kiev?
Okay, so basically last night I wanted a potato thing. It looked like a potato thing, and the woman said, "Do you want this?" I said, "Okay, it looks like a potato." I rip it open, and lo and behold, it's a bloody chicken Kiev. So I was tricked into eating chicken Kiev in Kiev.
Excellent question.
So the answer is yes.
All right, Michael, thanks for joining us today. Good luck with the hole next week. It's going to be very exciting.
Thanks, boys.
All right, that was Michael, our official Joy Eurovision correspondent here for Over There Live from Kiev.
Will Young, you remember him?
I do.
He was the good-looking one who won, I think, the
very first
Idol?
UK Idol, which was the very first Idol ever in the world.
And he
came out after the show?
I think it was
during the show.
Or right at the end or just after.
Just before the final he came out. He did an Adam Lambert.
But he's been around since, I can't even remember how long that's been now, but it's been quite some time that the original UK, when they called it Pop Idol, they call it. Well, he's given an interview and he's actually said he's amazed the pics of his penis have not yet appeared online.
Well, how would they be out there?
Because,
see, that's
single homosexual. Oh, yeah. In a modern time.
Yeah, see, this is the thing with Will Young. He's been out and about sort of in the world for about 15 years, yes. And he's still very single.
Yes.
And other articles I've read about him, he is probably a little bit hard work.
Well, speaking of hard, he said, I'm amazed that given the amount of people I've sent pictures of my cock to, that it's not become famous too. Now, he gave that interview.
He said that?
Yeah, this was what he said in the interview. And then, let's be honest, it didn't take long. Within 48 hours of his comments, websites claimed to have obtained his X-rated pics, them to an explicit website.
Now, did Will confirm that they were real then?
Uh-huh. As you see, Twitter users have acknowledged the alleged image of the pic, so people have seen it.
The pic of the...
They say they may have accidentally seen Will Young's supposed dick pic.
Mm-hmm.
And another one said, well, I've seen a picture of Will Young that I never thought I'd see and don't know if I'll ever sleep again. Now, that comment, I don't know. I don't know if they meant it was so turning on or it was so horrendous. I don't know.
It's either nightmarish or incredibly exciting. Yeah. He just can't get it out of his head and so something's just never out of his hand.
Unfortunately, they didn't clarify. Yeah. So apparently the picture is said to be of Will Young showing the lower half of his body in a bath with the penis erect and clearly in shot. I'm being very technical here.
Yes, you are. I don't know why you started. You didn't start that way.
And now he has not offered any confirming or denialing of the picture yet.
Perhaps it's better than his, and so he doesn't want to deny. He figures he may as well leave that out there and, you know, future boyfriends can be disappointed later.
They're looking, that's not what I saw on the ad. Well, anyway, so it's out there. If you'd like to go searching, Will Young.
It won't be hard to find.
Yeah. No, type in Will Young dick pic.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure it'll come up. I haven't looked.
Haven't you?
No.
No, I would have.
We'll do that tonight.
Okay, we'll do it together.
Well, a couple things. Now, as you know, the Russians are not what you'd call friends of the GLBTIQ community. Obviously, with things going on in Chechnya, which is actually getting even worse these days.
No, they're not friends. They're not even. They're not even
acquaintances.
They're not tolerators.
No, but funnily enough, now moving from the serious to the oh my god, you crazy woman, to a Russian newspaper journalist who just discovered Manchester's. She was in the UK, so she discovered Manchester's gay village. Not happy, Jan.
So the Russians are
not happy.
The Russians are already producing a whole generation of people that have been totally straight washed. Like they actually don't understand.
They don't get it. They don't even know that it's a thing.
Yeah.
You know,
okay.
As such.
All right.
So Elisa Titko.
Yep.
That's her name. She works for, look, I'm not even going to try and say it, but it's a version of Pravda.
Okay.
It's actually called Komsomolskaya Pravda is the newspaper.
Righto.
Which, funnily enough, is an offshoot from... It has ties to the Kremlin. Okay. I know, what a surprise. And so she found the gay village in Manchester. Right. And it's actually called the Gay Village.
Was she looking?
No.
Was she there for a story?
She was in the UK. She works. She's a correspondent. But let us
know. So she's a journalist. She should be informed about things around the world, particularly as she was being sent to be overseas in the UK.
Chris, she's a Kremlin-aligned journalist. We put inverted commas
around
journalist.
But she was being sent out, wasn't she, you know, briefed about the things she would see?
No, Chris, she wasn't looking for the gays.
No, I know.
I shall now explain.
All right.
As she said, as the story said, following in the footsteps of some of the world's most fearless war correspondents, she bravely filed a report from the depths of Manchester's gay village. Now, here's what she wrote.
Right.
In Manchester, there is a whole... I'm not even going to try and do a Russian accent, but, you know, try and imagine
it like
that.
Well, this is translated to the English anyway, so you probably should do it in a BBC accent.
I can't do that either. In Manchester, there is a whole section of the city for homosexuals. I know. And then she says, nobody told me about it. I found it myself when I was walking around. She's shocked at this. It's not a good thing.
What she's actually saying is nobody warned me to stay away. Yes.
And she said there's even a sign saying gay village. And there is actually. It's a huge sign. This is gay village, right? She said and then she continued. She was shocked and horrified. In the evening, gays and lesbians don't hide away. No. They're not just in private clubs. No. They're out in the open. Oh, it's horrifying. She said, on the walls are posters of Batman kissing Superman.
My God.
Oh, I know. And then, you know, she said, I often hear that gay couples should be treated with more tolerance. But how great in Moscow that we don't have streets like this.
Oh, my God.
She
it's
keeps going.
It's only funny because it's actually sad.
I know. Yeah. But then she keeps going. And then for some reason she brings women into the equation, straight women.
Right.
She says, continued, there are lots of fat people in Manchester.
Okay.
I know. It's right. Like, what?
What?
And then she goes, young women don't carry fat hangs down from their stomach and does not fit into their jeans.
Vicky, she met Vicky Pollard.
I think she might have. And she says, regardless, when they go to the club, they pull on skinny leggings and mini dresses. She did run into Vicky Pollard.
Mm.
And then she says, of course, it is hardly possible that men turn gay because girls are too fat and not sexy, but it is a part of it.
Oh, so she's attributing the gayness of Manchester to the unattractiveness of the women living in Manchester.
Says the Russian woman.
Right.
So
wow.
Anyway, that's what Pravda now believes is the case for the gays.
Wow.
Now, I think it was last week we were talking about the new Prince music that was going to come out. It was known as, it was an EP.
Mm-hmm.
It was going to be called Deliverance.
Mm-hmm.
It was on iTunes and...
For pre-order.
All of those ones for pre-order. It was from a producer that Prince had done some work with and had never released.
No.
And the producer still, though, had all of the...
Masters.
Obviously, the amount, yeah. So he popped it up there. It was ready for an EP. It was on release. It was going to come out last Friday, I think
yep.
it was.
Yep.
And people who bought it or pre-ordered it had gotten one track
for
instantly.
Free. Yep, their instant grat
yes.
track, as they call it.
But the courts had and the Prince's estate had got the courts involved and stopped it.
Right.
And it was pulled from every platform.
It was.
Well, they're back in court. Prince's estate has been ordered to pay a $1 million bond to keep Deliverance off the market. The court said, you will pay this amount of money into the court fund as a bond, effectively, in case you lose when we come to trial.
So, in other words, they're thinking that perhaps it's a mischievous litigation.
Well, funnily enough.
And
see,
so, therefore, they're saying put up or shut up.
Yeah, I think they're sort of saying, the court's sort of looking and going, I'm not entirely convinced you're going to win this as well.
Right.
So they have to put up $1 million bond. We don't know if they have yet or not.
Okay. How long have they got
they
to put up the bond before
the
stay?
The next, I think they've got a couple of weeks or something. So.
Right.
And if they don't pay, then it's on for young and old.
Wow.
But the Prince Estate has actually said why they don't want this music released.
Oh.
Well, they've given an official
reason. Other than the fact that they don't own it and won't get the royalties.
That's the unofficial reason.
Right.
But the official reason is that they actually want to hold back all the new music to be part of a brand new reality show that they're producing.
You hear that? That's me hitting my head on the desk.
So, apparently, they're going to be producing a new reality show featuring the complete unknown family members of Prince.
Oh, God.
And they'll focus on how their lives have changed since he died, seeing as they all had so much to do with him.
That's
while
why
he was
living
alive.
Alone in New York
yes.
and died in a lift.
Yes, because they were all so close to him.
Yeah.
So, the family, this particular show that they're working on, it's still in development. No idea when it's going to appear or if. But apparently they have a production company on board.
Woohoo.
Probably one they set up themselves.
Paid for out of Prince's estate.
Yeah, there is no network or cable or anything deal for it yet because it sounds terrible.
Right.
I think it would be... Well, what's a really terrible show we've watched lately? Mariah's World. I think this will actually be worse than Mariah's World. At least we knew who Mariah was. You won't know who a damn person is in this.
No.
And they'll just be bleating about how they can't get money out of Prince anymore. Oh, God, they could make one about the Jacksons, couldn't they? Anyway, that's why you're not getting that music, but it may well be coming.
Or not.
Or not.
Or not. We don't know. Okay. All right. Cool.
Justin Bieber. Now, an Indian journalist claims to have the scoop and has discovered Justin Bieber's tour rider.
The tour rider.
Yes.
It would be horrible.
And
it would be awful.
Well, no, look, it's odd. There's some odd things in there, but it's Justin Bieber because he's odd.
Hit me with Justin Bieber's
Hit me with
rider.
Your best shot. All right, first up, socks.
Okay.
He wants socks. Now, he wants crew neck T-shirts, tank tops, and some socks. But it's the socks that he's requested. He wants socks, but they must be in specific sizes. He wants a selection of socks in extra small and large.
Okay.
So we don't know if he's got little tiny feet or if he's
wearing
got
them somewhere else.
Or if he's got Sideshow Bob feet. Okay. We don't know.
Right.
So that's his big
one
thing
there. One sock per toe on his giant feet.
He must have a glass fridge for his beverages.
Okay.
To see his requested drinks. He's a bit boring with his drinks. He doesn't really ask for all that much there. But he does ask for some
does
food
he drink
in
spirits
there.
Or just like beer and champagne?
No. He actually doesn't ask for any alcoholic drinks at all.
Oh.
He asks for energy drinks and protein drinks and almond milk.
Oh, because he has to keep, you know, looking built up and everything for the girls and the promo shots.
Yeah. I'm sure he has booze in there as well, but he just doesn't, you know, advertise it. And in there he has some dried fruit, some vegetables with seasoned ranch sauce, organic turkey, and I don't even know what this is. What the hell's white cheddar popcorn?
I have no idea. That's some sort of American invention that we really don't want to know about. Yeah.
I don't know what white cheddar is. And
well,
I don't know
it's
how
that
it's
squeezy cheese out of a tube,
I think. That rubbish. Yeah. And it's, yeah. All right. So then he also requests, he needs other food, actual cooked food.
Mm.
So he insists that he has a chef there. And as they say, top culinary experts will supervise the gourmet food being served to Bieber over the 4 days, with 5 dishes per day being renamed after his songs. He's not up himself at all, is he?
No.
As they said, as the article said, how about maybe some baby burrito, the boyfriend burger, the sorry sandwich, the love yourself lamb, and the what do you mean watermelon? He also insists on having a jacuzzi.
Yeah.
He insists on a massage table with an accompanying masseur who must be a woman.
Right.
He also insists on having an Indian yoga casket. I have no idea what an Indian yoga casket is. Oh, and he needs 12 white handkerchiefs. He's got a bit of an obsession with white items, doesn't he?
Yeah, he likes. It's the whole purity thing.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.